there was a lot of media buzz around ICOs in 2017. There was over 500 different projects. They raised over $7 billion worth of funds in support of those projects. And interestingly, you're correct in that there has been some, because of the market coming down, because of the competitiveness of the deals going up, I think that there's been an adjustment in the market. Ironically, the first 5 months, and I think PwC did a report about this, first 5 months of 2018 actually led to even more funds being raised for ICOs, and a similar amount of ICOs. And I think part of that is due to, so there's actually an appreciably more amount of money that came in 2018, for the ICO sector. So it's actually growing. I know there's a perception that it kind of faded because there was so much media buzz in 2017, but ironically, the actual method of ICO is continuing and going up. And I think that the numbers are affected by some of the real standout deals like EOS and Telegram that raised over $1 billion in their, and in EOS's case, several billion dollars. I think that's skewed the numbers. I think that the space itself has become much more competitive. There's much more scrutiny. And I think that it's a much more competitive landscape. So there's a perception that, oh, it's kind of died down. I think that really what's there's some weaknesses, I would call them, to the traditional ICO model. That's what we're really looking to address. That many of those ICOs were turned out in 2017, turned out to either be ineffective, meaning they didn't meet their objectives, or outright fraudulent, meaning they just, left with the money. That is what kind of has led to the need for these new measures that are built into the DAS 33 platform. But we believe that the space in general, this idea of tokenization combined with crowdsourcing, crowdfunding, is a winning combination for early stage financing. And we believe we're just now refining the model, and that with the DAS 33 protocol combined with the premium token format, we think that this has immense potential to offer solutions for both sides of the equation, both the entrepreneurs and project owners, as well as the backers. So we think that this is we're really bullish on the space, and we think that we have the right combination of factors to succeed in this space. The way the process works is, we present the project on the DAS 33 platform. You get a DAS wallet, you like that project, so you decide to take action. Once the sale is concluded, and there is multiple rounds likely in most of the projects on DAS 33, but once the sale is concluded, immediately the tokens will be distributed, and those tokens are immediately tradable on the DAS exchange. And we are looking to have all of our tokens, all the DAS 33 tokens, be also tradable. We're working with partner exchanges that are currently listing Doscoin, and we want to have them list the DAS 33 tokens. So that's, we envision that there will be many of these exchanges that we're currently listed on that will be offering the DAS 33 tokens as well. So that's something to be looking for in the future. Doscoin is distributed based on a proof of value type of model. And the idea on that is that we're ensuring that the only way for any new Doscoin to be minted is there has to be received by the system a certain amount of value And that's without that, there's no further emission of any Dascoin. And so that model was set up to be different than how we saw many of the proof of stake coins, for example, where there's a lot of distribution to different parties, whether that's the founders of a platform or the developers. And there's a pre-distribution of units of coins to those parties. We just felt if you really are trying to design a currency that's going to scale, that's going to be useful worldwide, that didn't make sense to have, a certain percentage. I know in Ripple's case, 20% going to developers just doesn't make sense. So we designed our process to only emit when there's been value contributed in real terms of, this is where our license model and having people put real euros into the system, building the capacity of the system and be rewarded essentially then with Dascoin. So it is a different model. The proof of work, it kind of mirrors some aspects of proof of work, some aspects of the proof of stake, really blends the best of both in a more substantive distribution model. A lot of people are aware of the centralized systems that we've all been used to, like the banking system. There's great convenience in that. There's typically challenges on security, and ultimately there's an opaqueness to that whole process. On the other side, you have more transparency in a decentralized system, which is very favorable. You have challenges on convenience. In many models, you have goods, you have enhanced security with that distributed model. But convenience and product, it's difficult to create product solutions on decentralized systems. The difficulty of decentralized systems is you have to think of everything beforehand, and then the system is in motion after that, and it's difficult to change typically. You can't evolve refined solutions within these decentralized systems. So what we were looking to do was we love the transparency, the immutability, the security of decentralized systems. Want to retain that. But we also love the convenience and the iterations and refinement that are possible with centralized systems. We were looking to combine the two into one system that really presents the best of both. DAS ecosystem is the idea behind it is to have all the elements of a very viable new world economy in one system and have it all integrated together, all working in harmony, rather than, on the decentralized side of things, you're needing disparate parties to come together and create the solution set. We wanted to design, solutions that all worked in concert with one another, and that's really what we've achieved already in having each piece, aware of and working together with other pieces. So we were looking for the symbiotic relationship to be highlighted in an ecosystem. The foundation of the entire ecosystem is the digital wallet, which is called DAS Wallet. So everything really is connected through DAS Wallet. So that is all the, the blockchain itself, the Dascoin blockchain, the DAS exchange, all the DAS 33 offerings will be, you participate with those through your DAS Wallet. The DAS Marketplace is a marketplace designed specifically for the wallet holders, those account holders. So we really see that as the nexus of all the activity of the ecosystem. The great thing about DAS Wallet is it's very easy to become a DAS Wallet account holder. You go onto daswallet.com, You initiate the application process. It involves you sharing certain information. There is a KYC element to it, as well, we've talked about. For us, the authentication of all the members of our community is really important. So that's a step that is part of that process. But aside from that, the only additional step is for withdrawals and transfers, we ultimately use a hardware device called the validator, and that's required for any DOS wallet holder to do transfers out or withdrawals. And the idea behind that is to enhance the overall security of the entire ecosystem through having a hardware device as part of that process. Once you've got your DOS wallet, you can trade among a lot of different cryptographic assets, Bitcoin, Ethereum, Dogecoin. All the DOS33 tokens are available to be bought and sold on the DOS exchange. You'll be able to track the DOS33 projects, see the status of what's going on with the different projects, whether you participated or not. You'll have access to some of that information. You will be able to partake of opportunities in the DOS marketplace that we're going to be unveiling in the fourth quarter. The DOS marketplace allows you to purchase an array of different products and services for cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, Ethereum, Dogecoin, and those are discounted to our members. And so there's specific advantages available just to Dogecoin holders. Once you have your DOS wallet, you're able to trade a range of cryptographic assets. So those include Dogecoin, of course, Bitcoin, Ethereum. All of the DOS33 tokens will be available to be bought and sold on the DOS exchange. You'll also be able to participate in the DOS marketplace, which is an assortment of products and services available to our members, the members of the DOS wallet community, at a discount, and they can use Dogecoin to make those purchases. They can also use Bitcoin and Ethereum to do that as well. We also will be introducing all of our new DOS33 projects within the wallet. So you'll have the new projects there, as well as you'll be able to track any projects that you've participated in, and even track some of the progress of projects that that are just part of the platform. Finally, we have a very exciting project, or product, I should say, that's launching in the first quarter of 2019, and that is DOS Pay. And this is a full end-to-end payment solution that allows, it's allowing you to pay for any product in Dogecoin. It's allowing any merchant to accept Dogecoin, as well as MasterCard, Visa, PayPal, all in the rails of our ecosystem, our blockchain-based ecosystem. One of the really strong aspects of our ecosystem is, as we involve merchants, the DOS Rewards program is running through the entire thing. Now, DOS Rewards is a blockchain-based loyalty program that any business can become a part of. And that project, it will be launched in the fourth quarter as well. And everyone's familiar with customer loyalty programs, and there's a lot of different ones out there. We saw huge advantages in offering one that incorporates blockchain technology and is available to any business, and has a incredible range of redemption possibilities. That's what's going to really make the DOS Rewards program so remarkable, is what you can do with the points. In these case, they will be DOS Rewards that you will be picking up, and that currency will be redeemable for products from every business that's contributing and are part of the DOS Rewards system. So it's really that whole DOS Rewards is just ties everything together in the DOS wallet.